Shalom and good morning from Fort Worth, Texas, where I am at the Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference. Bless the Lord. Welcome, everyone. And just for a little housekeeping, there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain today. I won't be there. I'm in Fort Worth. And so we will take up our call at 15 minutes past the noon hour. So that'll be 12:15. Bless the Lord. And another thing I want to do, as you know, faithfully Quinn and Max go over the words every Wednesday immediately following our prayer call. And if there's anything that needs to be corrected, they let me know. But I have no way of telling all of you until the next week. So here are two corrections from last Wednesday's Wednesday Moed with God. And the first one is in the morning, and it comes after a scripture which is definitely in the tribulation period. The four horses come forth on the tribulation period. The first horse, the white horse, is the Antichrist who goes out to conquer. Well, it's not Jesus on that white horse. It's the Antichrist. And then Jesus has already conquered, and Jesus is the one opening the seals. So these four horses can't come forth until the tribulation period, and one of them is a red horse. So the Lord gives us the scripture about the red horse. That means we're praying over into the tribulation time. And another red horse went out who was granted to take peace from the earth. And then the Lord gives us the scripture. So you can count on this being tribulation time. Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale, and ruining of the earth is the way it should read. Now, the way it was read last Wednesday was running of the earth. But the word running needs to be changed to the word ruining, and that's what they're going to do. During that tribulation time, they will be ruining one-fourth of the earth, which is the old prophetic earth, which is the old giant empires, Rome, Persia. All that land is the fourth of the earth that will be directly affected. Of course, all the earth will be affected, but those four are where these horses are going to ride. So that should be ruining of the earth rather than running of the earth. All right, now we're going to go to the afternoon session, and there's a correction there. In the afternoon section last Wednesday, Moed, there were some words that were left out. I would say right down about midway and toward the end, we have a statement, how I am leading you in new ways. God would do all that was necessary for sacrifice is the way it was read. It should have, there were some words left out. The words left out were total atonement and. So here's how it should read. How I am leading you in new ways, God would do all that was necessary for total atonement and sacrifice. You can reflect on the fact that I, Jesus, was a new thing, and my people have the same paths to me. So praise the Lord. Those are the corrections from last week. And now we'll check and see if Brother Max is on the line. Bless the Lord, Brother Max. Are you there?
Bless the Lord. Yes, I am here. Yes, I am here. Thank you for the correction. Praise the Lord.
Well, you're always faithful to get them to me right away, but I'll have to wait a week to get them to the prayer warriors.
Right.
Brother Max, can we have a report from you on Minneapolis?
Yes, we are to continue, of course, praying for Minneapolis. Right now, I am in downtown in the church, in my office and house of God. Riots is still going, especially against, you know, the officials, ICE, and all that. And we are to separate all the difference and the understanding of all of it and just focus on the Lord and the kingdom of God and all of it. That is going to be His will, His way, and His plan for the Twin Cities.
You
and
know,
that's what we're really praying.
You know, Sister Lynn Hammond is having special prayer meetings. I think there's a strong man involved. I know there is over Minneapolis, and I know God wants Minneapolis, and he's going to have Minneapolis. And she's been having special prayer meetings. And on the first one, she's having a series of these where they're coming after the strong man. And on the first one, they met in a house with 10 people. And a neighbor who's not a believer like us looked out and saw that the house looked like the roof was on fire and black smoke was coming out of it. And the neighbor contacted the owner of the house where the prayer meeting was and said, you know, it looked like the house was on fire. Well, that's shades of Azusa Street. In Azusa Street and other places, when we had our prayer meeting, our Secrets of Intercession meeting out in California, those many years ago, 1983, that were so powerful, somebody actually called the fire department because they thought the roof was on fire of where we were meeting. So God's in on it. That's sure, for sure, for sure. And you people in Minneapolis, you keep taking your authority, the authority of the believer. I want to, we're going to use our authority today.
But you know what's on my heart, Miss Billy, for the Twin Cities, for Minneapolis. People need to get their boots on the ground. The body of Christ need to get their boots on the ground. They need to get to downtown. Come and pray with us tomorrow night at 6:30, yeah, at Wednesday night, Thursday night. We change our service.
We're
in the area. And
you're right in the
by
middle of
being
the
in the area. Right. By being in the area, praying together in unity, we increase the force of the prayer. He wanted us to pray. He always tells us to continue to pray. He gave us always the statement, continue to pray with my prophet and friend. Continue to pray with my friend and prophet. Continue to pray with my anointed prophet and friend. He's always emphasizing that to us. And
Always. So why would he tell us to do that if it didn't work?
Exactly. Because the only thing we have, the prayer. We are to pray. To change things, we are to pray.
That is the most
forget
powerful.
Healing, we
now,
are
here,
to pray.
Absolutely. Now, I believe there's a strong man involved. I think that's why you used your authority that morning. But when there's a strong man involved, the Bible speaks about pulling down the strong man. How can you do it except you bind him? So that's what Sister Lynn and their folks are going after. I invite you all to come down to Max's prayer meeting. Read in Matthew what it says about the strong man before you come, and then take your authority over the strong man together. When a strong man's involved, one person, it's not enough. You need a group. And so I invite you, along with Pastors Max and Quinn, to come down. Now, where and when is this? Folks, come down. Get your boots on the ground. Go down there to Max's church and pull down that strong man.
Amen. Amen.
Find him.
627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis. 627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis. If you know how to get to the Viking game, we're two blocks, block and a half from the Viking Stadium, right on 12 and 7. 12 and 7.
And what time is that, Brother Max?
6:30 p.m. Tomorrow evening.
We will be
praying prior to the riots on Friday. They're gathering everybody to riots on Friday. So let's take
all right,
our
you already have them taken care of. Taken care of on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Take care of them on Thursday. Confusion in the enemy's camp.
Amen. And
confusion.
We are to pray
Speak
for
confusion.
Our president. We are to pray for, everything.
We're going to address that business about the president in a minute here. Our authority.
I got the same call, so you know. Okay. I talked to the person, praise the Lord.
Okay, so we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I believe we can stop it, Max.
Yes, I believe so too.
We can.
I believe we can, yes, praise the Lord.
Now, number one, We're going to rebuke weather and a storm. We're going out to California. I'm having lunch today with Brandon and Destiny, and we're going to California to start a new work in a town that has no church, Montecito, California. Our meetings are scheduled there, and we will be at them. January 28th, 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. We will have had prayer that day. And Thursday, 29th, 10 a.m., and that night, 7 p.m. Now, these meetings are actually in the Hilton Oceanside, Santa Barbara, but it's to start the new church in Montecito. And that new church is actually going to begin meeting as a Sunday church on January 8th. So we're flying out for these meetings. We'll be in Brea on the 30th, Friday. And then on Sunday, February 1st, I'm going to be with Pastor Art Aragon's church. I think his son pastors it now. We're going out for those meetings. Now, the enemy would try to stop it with weather. So today, we're going to use our authority, first of all, over a weather system that the enemy is going to try to cripple the country with snow in places that are not used to dealing with snow. And with ice. Ice is treacherous. So an ice storm brings down power lines. So we're coming against it. We're going to come against it because I'm going to California. We're going to have these meetings. We're going to start that new church. Now here, we're going to read this. Where does faith come? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So here's the word, Mark 4:35. And the same day the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Everyone on this line, you've got faith. Everyone on this line, you wouldn't be on this line if you didn't believe. And you didn't believe that prayer means something. You wouldn't be on this line. And you wouldn't be on this line if you didn't believe in the supernatural. And you believe that we hear from God, and God, hallelujah, directs our prayers. Now, we're going to be using the authority of the believer today. We're going to be using it primarily in two areas right now. One is over the storm that is. The weathermen are speaking. We are the body of Christ. Now, the weather, when God created the earth, was perfect. Genesis 1:1. But after the fall of Satan, and then Adam's letting Satan back in here, the weather system came under the direction of the powers of the air. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we've got authority over those powers of the air. It is written, and I especially want everybody in the affected areas, you have got such authority where great amounts of snow or ice are predicted. We are going to speak specifically to the weather, for it is a part of what happened with the curse. In the name above every name, in the mighty, matchless name of Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yehovah Yeshua, Satan, we come out against you. For we know what is written in Colossians. Father God, I'm so thankful for what is written in Colossians. It is written in Colossians that you have fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. It is written in Colossians that you have rescued us, taken us out of, transferred us from the dominion of darkness and the kingdom of darkness, and you have transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. It is written in Ephesians, and we shall pray it, that you have literally seated us at your own right hand. Oh, my Father, my precious, precious Father, to think of the authority you've granted us, to think that it is written in the Word of God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To think it is written, resist him steadfast in the faith. So we are in the faith. We are praying this morning. We're going to use our authority in some specific areas. And we have got a mighty army according to you, Father. According to you, you have told us just recently that we have your power. You gave us your power. Now, we're going to use that power this morning. We're going to use the power of authority. In the name above every name, Holy Father, we beseech you, as is written, we should beseech you in Ephesians chapter 1. And in Ephesians chapter 1, you have given us a prayer. And together, folks, say it out loud right now. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You have put all things under his feet, and you have given him to be head over all things to the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, you have quickened, we who were dead in trespasses and sins, you quickened us with him. For God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with the Anointed One. By grace we are saved. And you raised us up together with him, and you made us sit together with him, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, in the name above every name, we know you answered that prayer. And we know you're giving us that right now, increasing it, increasing what we've already been given in the past, increasing us to operate in this authority right now in areas that demand this kind of power. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we do recognize that in Romans 5:17, you said, Those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua Mashiach. That would be us. And Father, we here on this call are not in that classification of having no faith. We have faith, and we believe what is written. And so now, in the name above every name, I call you to heal Satan. To the name of Jesus, you must kneel. And in that name, we speak to the weather. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to the low pressure system. And we tell you not to dip down where you don't belong, but to go where you must go, to the north. We're not praying down bad weather on the north. We're just saying things a manacumbra cannot get out of kilter. And whatever it takes to move out this system, we move it in the name. It takes our faith. It takes the word. It takes the blood. It takes the name of Yahweh Yeshua. And we do say to you, low pressure system, you don't go where you're not supposed to be. We move you out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not stop us. We rebuke the ice storm. We rebuke the snowstorms. We rebuke crippling power outages. We rebuke the ice that causes them, and we will not let it happen. Weathermen will just have to say, we don't know what happened, but it did not develop as we predicted. We speak to you, Satan. You will not work through this. We bind you in the name above every name. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind you and call you into a state of paralyzation concerning the weather, concerning our families, our derricks, this meeting. We bind you. As the Lord told Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, nothing happens in America that the church doesn't let happen, and we are not letting this ill, out-of-kilter weather system happen. In Jesus' name, we stand with those in Minneapolis. In Jesus' name, we stand there. You demons in the heavenly, you manakwashka da gambre da ganga, you romanikya hanikwa barakanya, you ushanye me tutu du gamba. You strong men, you're weakened. The prayers are weakening you, and you fall from your tower.
Amen.
In the name, we speak confusion into the enemy camp. We speak confusion into that would order people to the streets. In the name above every name, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we speak to you until you cease and desist in your maneuvers in Minneapolis, and you strong men fall. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, Mashiach. And now, folks, just last night, a man who is a prophet had an appearance of the Lord Jesus, in which he was informed that there's going to be an assassination attempt on our president's life. We, Father, in Jesus' name, I request of you an anointing on our prayer of authority to stop it. We have been given authority, but this authority is by your power and by your decree. Father, we're asking you for mercy upon our president. Father, if pride has made its way into him,
It's evil from the enemy. We rebuke it. And we pray for him to be surrounded with the blood of Jesus and forgiven the sin of pride. Father, anything that has opened the doors, we do lift him up. Lord, I see in the Word in more than one place is Isaiah 50, where you dug out the ears of Jesus so that he could hear you and you could train him and teach him during those 18 silent years. But Lord, any man needs his ears dug out so that he can hear you. And I'm asking you for a visitation of your very self on Donald Trump, that you would dig out his ears so he could hear you and hear counsel from above. And Father, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, I would plead the blood of Jesus around his head, that any false counsel he's getting will fall on deaf ears, that he will be impervious to it. We know now that he has gone to this world meeting. We ask you for his protection. And we ask you to send angels, warring angels, to surround him.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you that in mercy, you would cover him with your blood. We ask you for everything heaven has to protect President Donald John Trump, to direct him. And Father, we're going to use our authority. In the name above every name, we take authority over the demons that would drive that man in the black hood cap and black clothing with a high-powered rifle. We come out against the demons that would order him. And we do say to you, we take authority over you as a man in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, commissioned and empowered by him. We come out against you that your plot is foiled, that you fall to the ground, bound by the strong ropes of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not allow it in Jesus' name. We will not allow it in Jesus' name.
Okay,
in Jesus' name, this plot falls to barrenness. It cannot be brought to fruition, for the body of Christ is standing upon the Word of God. And the Word of God has told us what we can do. And so we do it. We do it. We do it. We pray. We speak. We take our authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now, Holy Father, we would beg of you. Yes, I beseech you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do. To direct these prayers today as we have joined in unity and use them, Lord, to the highest degree. Folks, don't be sitting there sipping a cup of coffee. Don't be reading something else and waiting until the interpretation. God said to Max that he's going to show us things to come through the prayers of the saints. That means you are the most important part.
Yes.
Max and I are just tools of the Lord to interpret what he's used you to pray. But center yourself. Don't be having the TV on. Don't be watching Fox News. turn it off. And in the name above every name, center yourself upon letting God use you in this prayer today. Father God, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, Manstomi Kangala Gobrafragadanje, Kaminakwa, Manjo Bridashko, Brande Viduto Jomande Nikwa Kolekimbala Kumbra, Mahonekaga, Mahonegaga Vinya. Migola gabranje ni kojuada la gumbra gala gabanje. Andoro gobapa. Palidonia megua a duvrenje ni kashko donje ni gambra tse fitokwa. Kabilanyo balagaya na kohoro kumbrange ni kobrashka donje edi gumbrafka danje. Kahane kene gunga, bahalo divra manushkwa. Ali do divranye ni kwale kebinya. Nangolo go balakaya na kahole kom bravre ni dujwa tatyo no kom bravre danye ni kwa. Andolo go bre manjoshga da bravi dolo go bahali tonto to go ba pipiato. Kambraga di gambrandia ne kurio nom braka la kaya na koro kumbamba ashkedonje mika. Paro debri manio no hotata. Kabele dunwa shano no kobri ki di gambrandia ne kwakala gambrandia no kobri ga devie. Abro gambrandia ne kwa manto no kobitia. Mano no kobi da kaha nyato da gobrakya na kobi tatya na kaha la kibram dosh go dojwanya ne koko koba. Mancho no koho jelien vanyo no kobri vanyo. Ale banyo kolo kobamba ala donye ne kwashkanje de go doshka. Kabala hanyata. Kama no kwe no kobra vranyo no kobri kanyang dodo go doshko dodo gombre. Maho nie kakra hafet jene kushka da brikatia. Ivili dujwa toto to kubasien jene kora kudale kafango no kubapalatiti oto. Oshi da halai. Kabalo te patoni jene kwa toto kubalataya na kicho. Nisu dujwa. Ivi ne kushe le tita to do koba para kaya na konga la kafka. Krovi danya, krovi danya. Mehenyu to ho shabra tabra konier to no nombre ka la kaya. Manyu ta fihi de la kobri ka la kandiyana kora goro le kababa. Edek bahala kaya ne kore gombrakya. Mans chono kobrikata de gambra gade de danya ne koto do goba braka danya ne kwa. Manyo no kwa kwa. Pofradi nyanto non bebe le adyano no kobrikata braka danji ne kwa. Ijehi nyo kobe hitanya ne kwa kwa halayla 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 manu. Makora manane motwa mototidia magogi la adyane de gabra kati. Ishahanya toto, ishahanya te. Kabilo debre franyota, no kabi, no ka, lelele binyo, no, manye, ito vrashko donje. Isatana gobre, kiano kobre. Ini kore menanggabra kali kangra manu kore ki tono kodosh kadabri kala gadanya ni kore kombanga ragadabra gadanya ni kore kodosh kadi bretushka. Paru kodjedru donyu ura kabidya na kohara kabitya. Kebele duhushwa. Mere kohara kabanya. Nyo toko babali tanyo. No! Makoraka benyo no koba.
Masona kabilato. Kabilato kanga. Machono. Machono kabilaha latito. Kamena kwerishi de bronwa. Mangole gavinyo. Apada gogambi redush gdanji no kari kalanga lo galabadi. Emanyo ni kwara kora manya kora kora gara gariando de govrehe nyato namanito namanito. Ishoto no cobra. Kabeda gambra. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mashko dobre, meshko do njambri, kare go davri, bale kongraka, bale kadashka danche. Osabarakita kanga, manjo no koto toto chita. Bale tu ushwa, mashontebre, e varo gondonye ne qua, le condambri, koto godobra, bada jedia, ne goro godonje, ne go ajai. E goro gabraka frango, tiano goro godonje, ne gondobre, kade gala kaka, la matoko kobangye, ne ne kakaka ratye, je ne kotoro godoro godonya. Ke bela hai. Kela bahai, antola manniko. Avilo djeni me kwaka, danyo no koro gadashka, davrika di gadashka. Ili gora adyana no koro balai. Pedi no koro kadinyo no koro kobi. Pishato mia fanga. Pishato mia fanga licca. Mo, mancho ni kashka danje di cobra katavra kala, kombre ke di galakai anakalakai. Bado gohoro kambitio no kohujata le kombre ke takapre, vele tonyoto gabilatai. Gabide kompra. Galin kongombra faka, ashonte. Kataka balakai anakohoro koba. Bole bretenye ne kwa alido ganga pia, alido ganga bia nakwa. Masko dobre kata ka frondje e jashka tanje. Kishata na makore manakara o la varadishka tanje ne mukwa shada gore di bada kongre kata vai. Kata vrai mango lo hoshandje ne koto to dogo baraka tianto dogo hoshaka brika de ganyaka raka danje de gadashka da brika de gandanje. Ishe de go brefre kodo onjembre koro ko vra le danje ne kwa le kongoro kon bambi da ko hoshetri le konga. Mi tofra ka anye ne ko ala baniero tonye ne kwa shene gombrandia na kobrika de gabrandia ne koba. Kambra ka hafrito. Mons chono kobre. Bile kobra frito. Pala kobrito no kombrika fra kandinyo no kola bandidio do noshka. Mans ti tobra. O si barakaya na kwa halakito lo gonga barakata shono kubredi di faratotia. Imatueshe na kotebre, mataudiagara gadanya, ni buka kapito lo gopo pakanya, ni kohojetia, ni kono kolo kobanya, ni kwasha, dere gobama, niko. O sabitato. Sabritato fungi. Kabila duhushwe menato nini kwa, balado nini kwa, le kora mananierta na gaperia na gova, balatinyo no kobra. Mashka donje, mi kwa, balatodo do goba, brakote kafanie ne meno, mani atova, valieno. Oh. Sati ne gaganga. Matu lo kobrekia fashete ne koko kobapi da gangara kariana kopa. Kabila dinya no kor. Kabila dinya no kofa la dinyo. Masho de kabri ga donye vi ne on tobra kataya no kobra kalita. Isha no tora. Isha no tora kika. Manchtinonda ni qua. Meto hodogoba. Meto. Kafri gandoto. Kafri dango kokokoba. Isantio. Isanto mia
kanga.
Kravidu nyoto babashito. Kantia no kalaka parakito. Banyo no kwa. Ponye ni kwa doko. Obi la kashka donje ni kwa. Kavidoko bre inyato. Mango de kapra. Isanto tuto koppa. Manto lo gobre cartegna. Ugo la gafrai. Casca d'angi hitota. Ena qua, ene qua, ene qua. Fra di gomba racaia na cosciata. E mattogne me qua. Dusqua d'angi. Paro di vrando no coab di gaccia. E sa non peca le con baracadaia, toto do gobapra, frangenico tata, pali con goro gobabbia. Mascobre ti frato, sciandeli cohoro cobratia, na cobra frates, ghidangio, no copri, catata, tacahaia. Ah, nene kohoro ko dobi kati kalakaya toro ko fratia doro ko hoshat. Mes toro ko bibalatia no ko brikate ka fatio. Mochene me ka. Ah, nene kore. Babro deve mi tushka. Babro di vrangio no koshke di bratota. Manio no kokka. E bella tu, magno no coca. E da capra cafrandia ne coccia. Oh, fafe, mi sciolto lo coprafra. Mi sciolto lo coprandia ne qua, alle cobbegno, no coro coda le coprafia. E ce ne matuto tu cobaha la caica caga da bele mangiato do gobra cataia na caca latito do gobra cati. E siano ma qua, e siano ma chi, alla gopa latita, alla gofra daniene, maia tora balito, cabalito, brasiando. Meshito ka la haya na bila cobra. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Brigano no quashko do cobri ke di gabra. Ali varandoshka dambrika ta kotashka abala kyakto no konga. Ili bratoshka dambrika tai. Kravinyo tobri na kora manaya to huje de gobre ke la kangaretito do gobre ka fenye. Aja no kora baleka ganyer to ma li nya no ha ki la no barabi. Ho balito frangia shito. Kiama Nikola karai. Kavre dushwanyo no kobre ke di gandiak. Toho shakya na kito. Beli dushwara manaka.
Beledushwa manakihi toro gobrika flonye ne kope kete kalata. Kavileto ojwer tono kombrika ne kadashka daprika le konganga. Pimoshwa tano kombrika le kangara game le dunchanyo no kwarakati anakodibra. Imene kohukai. Ivatora manakia. Ijene matuješu tobre kini ga danje ni kora kabra kala kongara ga djevra manuka. Manuka fija, manuka fija, manuka fija. Mangolo kora kabra ka ti framjo no koške nimbra kandjana. Asha na kubri kafra nje tobre kili kango na kubri vitiano. Oh, shatela kai matora manakya na kofkani. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, Father, that prayer means something. We thank you, Lord, that you have asked us to pray, and we know that you don't ask us something that won't work. We believe our prayers work. We believe what the Word says about them. And we believe you, and we love you, and we adore you, and we thank you. How I do thank you for the supernatural. I'm so glad for the Holy Spirit and our connection with Him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Started with Acts 20:28. Acts 20:28. First statement. Beginning a new chapter. Beginning a new chapter for encouragement. For encouragement, there is uncertainty. There is uncertainty for encouragement. There is uncertainty. Live by faith. Live by faith. The rest is underlined. Trusting in God for the new phase, trusting in God for the new phase of life. A new phase of life, your life, for this beginning. Your life for this beginning. That is the first statement. I'll read it again. So start with Acts 20:28, and the first statement read like this. Beginning a new chapter. For encouragement, there is uncertainty. Live by faith. There's uncertainty. Live by faith. Underline part, same statement. Trusting in God for the new phase of life, your life, for this beginning. Okay. Then the Lord gave us 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4 18. 1 John 4:18. Psalm 73:25. Psalm 73:25. Okay, moving along. Let me check here. This statement is not underlined. And read like this. Church, embrace a fresh start. Church, embrace a fresh start in me. In me and my words, with an S. A fresh start in me and my words. The old has passed. The old has passed. I am with you. I am with you through it all. I am with you through it all. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, stay with me. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, stay with me. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. Church, embrace a fresh start in me and my words. The old has passed. I am with you. I am with you through it. Through it all. I am with you through it all. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, stay with me. All right. Ezekiel 11:19. Isaiah 65:17. Isaiah 65:17. Next statement is underlined, all of it. So this statement I'm going to read is emphasized, underlined. Listen, when you pray together, you belong to stay together. You belong to stay together in my spirit, in my spirit. For the important of the days ahead. For the important of the days ahead, follow my lead. Follow my lead and continue to pray. Follow my lead and continue to pray with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend for the breakthrough as you take your authority in me. As you take your authority in me. Okay, I'll read it again and it's all underlined. Listen, when you pray together, you belong to stay together in my spirit for the important of the days ahead. Follow my lead and continue to pray with my prophet and friend for the breakthrough for the breakthrough as you take your authority in me. That is the statement. All right. And then
and
the Lord gave us...
Belong, that word is belong, B-E-L-O-N-G?
B-E-L-O-N-G, yeah. You belong
right.
to
you.
Stay together, yeah.
Is it two? Is it one word? Belong, one word?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's one word, belong. Yeah, belong to stay
okay,
together.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mhm. Let's see here. Romans 13:1. Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Hebrew 13:17. Yeah, that's 17. Hebrews 13:17. Romans 13:1. Luke 10:19. Hebrews 13:17. Okay, next statement. Authority comes from God. Authority comes from God. Do you have the understanding? Do you have the understanding of your authority? Wow. Authority comes from God. Do you have the understanding of your authority? Okay, now the rest is underlined. Same statement. It is my gift. It is my gift to you. It is my gift to you, and you should exercise your authority. And you should exercise your authority as Christ would have you do. As Christ would have you do. And live victoriously. Yeah. And live victoriously in Christ today. And live victoriously in Christ today. Okay, I'll start from the beginning here. Non-underlined part, not emphasized. Authority comes from God. Do you have the understanding? Do you have the understanding of your authority? Underlined part. It is my gift to you. And you should exercise your authority as Christ would have you do, and live victoriously in Christ today. That is the statement. Okay. Then the Lord give us Romans again, Romans 13, 1 through 7. Mark 16, 1-6. Okay, next statement is all underlined. And read like this. Stay connected, church. Stay connected, church. And take God-given authority. St- stay connected, church, and take God-given authority and use it. And use it. I called you to be agents of change. I called you to be agents of change in this world. In this world, it is your responsibility to enforce my goodness. It is your responsibility to enforce my goodness over, oh, it's a long statement, over the works of the devil. The works of the devil. But you have to choose. Oh, but you have to choose it and do it at this time of need. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to read it again.
This is telling us it works.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes, he's emphasizing that our authority works. Choose it, yes. Use it, do
choose
it.
Choose it, use it. Amen.
Like we did
Amen.
Today.
Exactly
like,
right.
Like we're doing right now.
Okay, praise the Lord. From the beginning, all underlined.
Praise the Lord is right.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And he said, at this time
this is encouraging.
Of need. Yes, yes. Wow, just like what you said earlier, even before the prayer call, Miss Billy.
Like
I mean, you can't
yeah.
make it up.
No, he's telling us, he's encouraging us. Keep this on. Do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Use your
yes.
authority. Don't just sit down and take these things and fall down like a whipped pup.
Amen.
Great. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Stay connected, church, and take God's given authority and use it. I called you to be agents of change. My goodness. Don't write that down. I called you to be agents of change. In this world, it's your responsibility to enforce my goodness over the works of the devil. But you have to choose, And you have to choose it and do it at this time of need. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. I'm just, yeah, praise God. I'll keep going. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Luke 10:19. Yeah, again. Luke 10:19.
Hallelujah. These are both great scriptures. I know them. Hallelujah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Colossians with a C, 2, Colossians 2, verses 13, 1-3 through 15, 1-5. Colossians 2:13 through 15. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Next statement. Church, rise up. And speak the word of God. Yeah. Church, rise up and speak the word of God. Because you are united with me. Because you are united with me, Christ Jesus. Because you are united with me, Christ Jesus. And that's backed, by the blood
Can you spell
of
that
Jesus.
Again, please?
I'm looking at
And that's the next word.
Okay. Backed.
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 That means supported. Backed.
Okay, mm-hmm. backed. Okay. And that's backed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, and that's backed by the blood of Jesus is underlined. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Church, rise up and speak the word of God, because you are united with me, Christ Jesus. Underline part. And that's backed by the blood of Jesus. That is the statement.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a guarantee.
Thank you, Lord. Then the Lord gave us John 15, verses 26 and 27. John 15, 26 and 27. Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13. I was wondering when we're going to get to Ephesians. Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13. All right. Where was I? Oh, Romans 16, 20. Romans 16, 20. Okay. Another statement, and it's a bit long, but here we go. I did not leave you defenseless. Yeah. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil, and I did not leave you devoured, devoured, devoured.
Devoured.
Okay, so I read it
devoured.
Right. I did
Enough.
Not leave you devoured or tormented, or tormented by.
I spelled it tormented.
Tormented. Yeah. Yes. Devoured or tormented.
Okay.
By the works of the devil. By the works of the devil. Oh, I moved my envelope. Just a second. By the works of the devil? Yeah, okay, I'm back. No, after the... Yeah, no, after the resurrection. No, after the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. No, after the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. I seated you all, church, with me. I seated you all, church, with me. Which meant that, okay, now it's underlined part. I didn't notice that. Now this is underlined. Which meant that, underlined part, I give you my authority to defeat the enemy in every area of your lives. I give you my authority to defeat the enemy in every area of your lives. It's all about authority, encouraging us to pray. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to read it again.
Yes, keep it up. It's going to work. He's telling us
yes,
it's going to work.
It's going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's working. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I did not leave you defenseless. Defenseless. Sorry. I did not leave you
defenseless.
Yes. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy. Against the enemy. The devil and I. What? The enemy. The devil and I did not leave you? Why I'm touching this differently now? The devil and I did not leave you.
No, here you go. This is the way it is.
Okay.
I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil.
Period. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, okay.
And, period. And I did not leave you devoured or tormented by the works of the devil. And is the next word no, N-O, or K-N-O-W?
N-O.
No. Okay, I'm going to start at the beginning. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil. And I did not leave you devoured or tormented by the works of the devil. No. After the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. I seated you all, church, with me, which meant that I gave you my authority to defeat the enemy in every area of your lives.
Yes, I will start with, I give you, my authority is underlined to the end.
Okay, is it, and is it I give you, I-G-I-V-E-U, or gave, G-A-V-E?
G-A-V-E. I gave you my authority.
G-A-V-E, gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's underlined.
And that's underlined,
That's right. Okay, we got it.
Okay. Wow, thank you. I just like, okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It took me, normally it takes me like a day really to kind of read it straight up. Praise
I know.
Lord.
I know.
Matthew 28.
I mean, I don't know, but I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how the spirits work and, getting out of. Yeah. Anyway, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not complaining. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19. Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14. Colossians with a C. 1, verses 13 and 14. Luke 9, verses 1 and 2. Luke 9, verses 1 and 2. Trust in me. That is... what we prayed for.
I tell you, he couldn't have given us anything better.
No, praise God.
It's like when Paul prayed, I got this devil running around after me, and do something about it. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. That's what he's telling us. Use my authority. You've got it.
Amen.
Yeah. So he begins us with Acts 20, 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, I'm going to read this in the New American. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
Hallelujah.
Beginning a new chapter for encouragement. There is uncertainty. Live by faith. Underlined. Trusting in God for the new phase of life, your life, for this beginning. 1 John 4:9.
In this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. Psalm 73:25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. Church, embrace a fresh start in me and my words. The old is past. I am with you through it all. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, stay with me. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
That's stay with me.
Yeah. Stay with me.
Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. And I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. Now, this is speaking of the new atmospheric heavens around the earth.
Okay.
Underlined. Listen. When you pray together, you belong to stay together in my spirit for the importance of the days ahead. Follow my lead and continue to pray with my prophet and friend for the breakthrough as you take your authority in me.
Wow.
Romans 13:1. Let every person be loyally subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist do so by God's appointment. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you or hurt you.
That's it.
There you have it right there.
Yeah.
Hebrews 13:17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord is telling us right here that we are to take our authority and we are to pray for the people in authority.
That's
and
it.
And not to be like a conflict in the way.
Exactly.
Wow.
Authority comes from God. Do you have the understanding of your authority? Underlined.
It is my gift to you, and you should exercise your authority as Christ would have you do, and live victoriously in Christ today.
Wow.
And it's underlined from, it is my gift to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Romans 13, 1 through 7. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, for it is a minister of God, an avenger, who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but because for conscience sake. For because of this, you pay taxes. For rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due to them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Hallelujah. Now you've got to consider that this is when the authority is good and set by God, because Peter himself said, is it right for us to obey man rather than God? So this is not talking about ungodly authority. No. Godly authority in the church and godly authority in the government. Mark 6, 15 and 16. But others are saying, he is Elijah. And others are saying, or is that right?
I have Mark 16, 15 and
Mark
16,
Mark 16,
yeah.
Excuse me. It's Mark 16. I said 6.
Oh, Mark 16, 15 and 16.
Yeah. I had it wrong.
I was going along because I'm not looking at the scripture.
Yeah. Okay, here is Mark 16, 15 and 16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel or good news to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And of course that means baptized into the body of Christ. Now, underlined. Stay connected, church, and take God-given authority and use it. I called you to be agents of change in this world. It is your responsibility to enforce my goodness over the works of the devil. But you have to choose it and do it at this time of need. And that's truth, and he couldn't have been any plainer, but it also tells us it's going to work.
Amen.
It's going to work if you choose it and do it. And I tell you folks in Minneapolis, I'd do my feet down to Max's church tomorrow night. I'd choose it and do it to get there.
Amen.
1 John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Have overcome who? Well, he's already been talking about in 1 John 1:1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they're from God. So he's telling you you're from God,
and you've overcome them evil spirits. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. Here's another one that's coming that's so marvelous. He couldn't have reassured us any better today. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Colossians 2:13-15. When you were dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, that's Jesus, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has nailed it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Now, the person who's doing this is God the Father. Some people think that Jesus disarmed rulers and authorities, but no, it's God who did it through him. I'm going to read it in the King James. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he, God the Father, quickened together with him, Jesus, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The picture is here, we were dead to our sin. We were dead in our sins. But God the Father, when he quickened Jesus, when he made him alive, he made us alive together with him. He defeated and disarmed Satan and the authorities, and he put them to an open shame, triumphing over them in him, Jesus, in Jesus. That means he made a public display. They used to take the conquerors, used to take the conquered and parade them with ropes around their necks or whatever. So he's telling us that's what God did. I'm going to read it in the Amplified.
Wow.
He's just telling us Satan has been defeated.
Amen.
Colossians 2:13, and you who were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note or debt with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us. This debt, this note, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to his cross. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in his cross. So there we have it.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the ones who have been given this authority, and he's been stripped of it.
Yes,
but we have to choose it and use it. People in Minneapolis have to choose it and use it. People in the path of the storm have to choose it and use it. People whose president is threatened have to choose it and use it. And that would be us.
That would be us, yes.
And God's telling us it works. It works.
People in D.C. take their authority, and people in Mar-a-Lago take their authority in Florida. You know, my goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Church,
Rise up and speak the word of God, because you are a knight united with me, Christ Jesus. And, underlined, that's backed by the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
Well. Who could defeat us, because we are united with him? And that word backed means guaranteed. Church, rise up and speak the word of God, because you are united with me, Christ Jesus, and that's backed or guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm. John 15, 26 and 27. But when the Comforter comes, the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, and you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. Ephesians 6, 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. That was King James. Here it is in the English. I really like the ESV on this one. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having overcome all, stand firm.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 16:20. Oh, everything today is encouraging. The peace of God will soon crush Satan under your feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just crushed under your feet.
Just
there in
crushed.
Minneapolis. Crushed under our feet.
He is crushed. The devil is defeated. He is under our feet. This is what the Lord just gave us and told us again.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yes.
He is crushed.
The grace
Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hallelujah. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil. And I did not leave you devoured or tormented by the works of the devil. No. After the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. I seated you all, church, with me, which meant that, underlined, I gave you my authority to defeat the devil in every area of your lives. Matthew 28:18
and 19. The word is the enemy, to defeat the enemy. You said devil. I'm sure you wrote enemy, but you said devil. To defeat the enemy in every area of your lives.
Did
Unless
I say
I read,
but
yeah.
I wrote enemy. Yeah, I wrote
okay.
enemy. I'll read the whole thing.
You're good.
Again.
You're good. Okay.
I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil. And I did not leave you devoured or tormented by the works of the devil. No. After the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. I seated you all, church, with me, which meant that, underlined, I gave you my authority to defeat the enemy in every area of your lives. Hallelujah! I call him defeated.
He is defeated.
Defeated. Defeated in the assassination attempt.
Yes.
Defeated in the wicked weather. Defeated in the uprising and turmoil in
Minneapolis.
I see him defeated.
He is defeated. Amen. I mean, he is defeated. He is defeated over our health, over our sicknesses.
Yes.
He is defeated in every area. He said, every area of
every
your life.
Yeah. He did not leave one area out.
He didn't leave one. Absolutely none. Praise God.
Not one. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
You
the
know,
King James
Philly,
says it
the
like
Lord.
This.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the Lord is not leaving anything in this prayer today. You know, after all this encouragement and telling us about our authority, the authority that we have in Him, He said, yet we are to go out and preach the Word of God. Because He wants salvation. He wanted us to go out and do the will of God because, you know, God is using us. He used His 12 disciples. He's using the church. It's just like, wow.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And you've got the authority.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Colossians 1, 13 and 14. For He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is in the Amplified. The Father has delivered and drawn us to Himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins. I tell you, I thank God for that every single day, that revelation that we've been delivered out of the control and dominion of darkness. And I thank Him for it every day.
Thank
Luke 9, 1 and 2. And He called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And He sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal.
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't think He could have made it any plainer to us. You've got the authority. Use it. Use it.
Use it. Free will. He gave us free will.
Yes.
Wow. Praise God.
Right. But we're using it, and you're using it in Minneapolis.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for speaking to us. Lord, I just thank you for the revelation that you give to us today. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation.
Oh,
thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are rejoicing, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we promise you that
are.
We will act and we will take our authority. And we will do it.
Yes.
We thank you.
We will choose it and do it.
Yes, we'll choose it and do it. Amen.
Lord, you made it so plain. You made it so plain. And you've encouraged us. We're not discouraged. We're encouraged. In the name. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
We are to rejoice and dance and jump and run, and even no weather going to stop us. No storm's going to stop us. Nothing. We have Jesus. We have Jesus. And we have all we need. We have all we need. We have Him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'll stop. Well, praise the Lord. I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and we'll see you at, of course, Brenda's going to be on the line with at BillyBrim.org at 12 noon. But we're going to begin our prayer at 12:15 or 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.